Nightclubs are a place we go to see and be seen. But when photographer Dina Litovsky went out in New York City, she saw that there was another witness to this performance.
I started noticing that there were so many cameras there, that the cameras became kind of part of this performance, like an integral part. And that, you know, these photos were ending up on Facebook. And, you know, that was kind of altering the behavior of the performers in the club itself.
So Dina decided to explore this trend by, what else? Picking up her camera. What she found turned into the photo series Untag This Photo, now on display at the Light Factory. At first glance, they appear like chaotic party scenes, but hidden in the photos is a camera. Sometimes it's Dina's, sometimes it's a stranger's, but it changes the subject's behavior. Litovsky focuses on women's often sexualized reactions to the camera, dancing, posing, and then looking back at the photos.
This behavior is almost not noticed. It becomes so ubiquitous, you know, that there are cameras and we take pictures and we look at them as we're dancing and we're looking at pictures already.
One photo shows three friends giggling around a camera. Alone beside them, arms crossed, is a girl sulking. No camera.
And in a way, it's kind of holding a mirror, you know, to showing what's going on other than making a judgment.
The exhibit is called Connected There, But Not Always Here.
The title, to me, is sometimes how I feel about the whole social networking thing.
Dennis Keel is the chief curator at the Light Factory.
You know, you are somewhere else. You're not really in the room with, you're not paying attention to where you are. You're talking to someone out there, so you're connected there, but not always here.
The exhibit will be on display at the Light Factory through mid-May. For WFAE News, I'm Brianna Duggan in Charlotte.